It's now time for a locker room chat with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman after a tough one last week to a very good Troy team. And coach, this was a rough one for you guys overall. Your overall thoughts on it?
Yeah, I don't think I don't think I had us prepared for that game very good. No, I'm going to put that one on me. You know, we were going to have to play really good and have to play really good, sound assignment football defensively. And, we had some youngsters, some younger guys, kind of not really positioning themselves great at times, kind of taking themselves out of plays. And I didn't initially see it during the game and didn't make those adjustments. That was part of the reason we had a hard time defending them. And then the other side of it is they have 3, 4, 5 very athletic guys too that put the pressure on us too. We stalled out offensively again, couldn't get anything going early. We did get a couple nice drives in the second half. So we're, the positives of that, we had a couple nice long sustained drives in the second half. So there was a little bit of good that came out of that game, I suppose.
Yeah, I was going to say that this is the most points you guys have put up since week 2. What were some things offensively that you were able to do right that you're going to hopefully translate into this game coming up here against Jackson Heights?
Well, I think our, one big thing is Tristan Kuhlman came in. He's our backup running back because Race is out, and this is, I think, his third game now. He's getting more comfortable back there, knowing the offense and knowing his assignments and where to go and what to do and just the repetition and practice and the game time too. He's getting better, that was something very positive also.
And coach, how do you feel like you guys have been able to compete in the trenches the past few weeks?
I think we get off the ball pretty good, but we're not always sustaining blocks and we're having a little trouble getting to that second level too. Kind of an issue with us last year also, and something we're looking at and something we're trying to get better at. And we're pretty young across the board up front too, very young. Even our juniors have very little playing time in the last couple of years. So just got to keep looking at it, keep grinding, and try to get better.
Absolutely. As we'll go ahead and step aside for a quick break, we'll have more from Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman in just a bit. Back here on a locker room chat with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman. And coach, you guys are hoping to finish strong here on senior night against a very good Jackson Heights team. What are some things you know about the Cobras?
Well coached. They're gonna get off the ball up front. They're gonna play low. They're gonna play fast. They're gonna get to that second level. They're gonna come right at you. No matter what set they're in, they're gonna come at you. They do a really good job. They're very aggressive, and they play very hard. That's what stands out on tape.
And, coach, this will be you guys' last game of the regular season. You guys will play again next week, of course. But talk to me about your senior class. I mean, this will be senior night for them, a big game for them to possibly go out on a high note.
Yeah, definitely. Our senior class is a little small, but great kid, Hunter Lehman. Great kid, great effort kid, been with us for 4 years. Tatum Lara, another great kid, works hard, plays good football. Race Fisher, obviously, we've talked about him before. We're hoping to maybe get him back this week or next week, kind of nursing the knee injury. And then Christian Hindenburg, that other senior that didn't play the last couple years but decided to ride with us this year, and he's doing a heck of a job out there too. So it would be great to see those guys, compete and get a W this week and next week.
And kind of talking about your guys' underclassmen, coach, I'm here with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman. How great would it be for some of these younger guys to give them a nice win on senior night for those seniors that have been friends for a long time?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you mentioned, these guys, they're the best of friends. They grow up in a small town together, going to a small school. I mean, they do everything together. They hang out, they play sports year-round with each other. It'd be huge. And the effort is going to be there. The effort's been there the last few weeks. We kind of emphasized that after we thought the Riverside game was a little bit of a lack of effort there. But we've been playing hard, and they're going to play hard for their buddies on Friday night. I can guarantee you that.
Should be a fun one, Coach. Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, as always, and best of luck against Jackson Heights.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
That was Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.